So over the weekend, a town in eastern France called Vittel held a festival dedicated to frogs. Not really the whole frog, just their legs, as a culinary delicacy. Actually, in French, they're called cuisses de grenouille. I don't think I said that right, but I tried.
Fooled me.
Yeah, which translates to actually not even frog legs, but specifically the frog thigh. But we should know France actually banned commercial production of frog legs back in 1977, and other laws limiting the harvesting of French frogs means that the vast majority of the frogs' legs that the French consume every year actually come from very far away, even as far away as Indonesia. So how big are frog legs to the French? Let's ask Mort Rosenblum.
I believe that's Rosenblum.
Rosenblum. Only
when I'm eating frog legs.
Mort is an American writer living in France and the author of Escaping Plato's Cave, founding editor also of a new quarterly magazine called Dispatches, which debuts in May. And he also writes about food from now and then. Hey, Mort, thanks for coming on.
Great to be here.
So here in America, as you well know, we have aptly or not linked the French inextricably with the frog leg. Is this a fair connection to make? In France, how important are frog's legs to French cuisine?
Well, you know, they're pretty important. I mean, they're not like onion soup, but I mean, the French do love their frog legs. And, you know, and it's, as everybody knows, that's how you, you know, that's sort of the lovable term for French, the frogs. I mean, they're kind of identified with it. It's such a distinctive dish.
Is that, by the way, I mean, in America, we kind of call the French the frogs, but do other people call the
French? My best friend here, we call froggy. You know, I mean, they kind of laugh it off. It's not really a derogative term. I mean, only if you mean it derogatively, like a lot of these kinds of terms that, you know, somebody might take offense, but
it's all in the delivery.
You should hear what they call us.
That's true. Hey, when did frog legs become part of the French diet?
The funniest thing is because the people that really ragged the French about being frogs, the froggies, are the English, and they actually started in London. It was Escoffier when he was cooking, you know, in the West, in you know, around the Savoy. He started doing frog legs in the 1890s. And the English called them nymph legs, and they really caught on. And then they came back to France again. So it's actually Escoffier, the French guy, cooking in England.
Nymph legs? So was he trying to fool people that they weren't from frogs? That they were mystical?
No. He bounced around a lot of Escoffier. And, I mean, you know, he said they were frogs. I think that, you know, they just kind of gave it a romantic name, but yeah. I think they knew what they were.
So we've heard, you know, the tales now for decades that frogs' legs have had to be imported to France. Does it matter to the French where the frog legs come from? Do they?
Well, you know, it sort of does. I mean, there's not much choice because, you know, as you said in the introduction, there is a law against it now, and you know, and so they've got to
Mort, are you making some frog legs in the background?
No, I'm sorry. A bunch of frogs came in here and tried to take over the phone. They've had to limit the number because, you know, the French are kind of worried about the number of frogs here. So they've put on some bans on hunting. But of course, that hasn't really stopped it. What it has mean is there's been a lot of importations, and French frogs really taste better to most French cooks.
So this festival that's happening in Vittel, we found out about this from a little publicity item that called frogs, quote, a disappearing feature of traditional French cuisine. I mean, are they making a mountain out of a mole here?
I think they're kind of overstating it. I mean, if you go to in Bonai, in a department called the Ain, which is impossible, A-I-N, but there's a wonderful three-star chef called Georges Blanc, who's got 50 ways to love a frog. I mean, he's got, there are a million ways to eat frog. Normally what they do is they, you know, garlic and parsley, like snails, and what you taste is the garlic and parsley. But, you know, they'll do snails and cream and white wine and estragon and curry and with apples and brochettes. No, that's not going to disappear anytime soon from France.
What's your favorite way to have frog?
I like it the old, well, you know, Bernard Loiseau, the late Bernard Loiseau from Saulieu, who was a wonderful three-star chef who alas, shot himself, but his kitchen goes on, does this wonderful dish with parsley, kind of a parsley puree, and you know, this kind of plump local frogs from around Burgundy in this, parsley, I mean, you kind of have to taste it. It's kind of the, I mean,
no,
food words fail me when it comes to things like this. But
right.
What you get is a good, firm kind of, from, people say they taste like chicken, not really. It's a little more kind of fishy. But you get that strong parsley, garlic, other wonderful.
Okay, I think we're going to link to that traditional recipe on our website so everyone at home can try to prepare frog legs.
Right.
So, and we shall rest assured
Paris,
knowing... We shall rest assured knowing that the frog legs and frog legs in French cuisine is alive and well. Hey, Mort Rosenblum, an American writer living in France, author of Escaping Plato's Cave, and he writes about food now and then. Thanks very much for being with us, Mort.
Great pleasure. I think I'll grab lunch.
Merci bien.
C'est bien.
Au revoir.